Let us learn from the best. Only the best worker, wherever he may be living, deserves our order. It is more dignified and more advantageous to learn from the best worker than to restrain him with high custom duties. The demand that high custom duties protect our work equals a demand that the government fines the customer who does not wish to buy from me. I am for duty-free import of shoes to our country, just as I would advocate duty-free import of inexpensive automobiles if I produced them. A manufacturer works to earn money and to help himself. His main reason, though, is to serve the public. A manufacturer who demands a permanent customs protection profits little and harms the public. If I were manufacturing automobiles, I would make only one model of an inexpensive car, as there are relatively few very rich people in our country. Should my car be incapable of international competition, I might decide to manufacture only a certain part of it. I would, however, try to produce a car part so perfect that the whole world would be rushing to my door to get it, to quote Emerson again. All working people in our country are entitled to own a car, not only Butter or the chief executive of Skoda Works. Wrong notions that industry and state cannot exist without the protection of custom duties are prevalent among industrialists and politicians in many countries. It is not only a special Czech disease. The spirit of enterprising, unfortunately, cannot satisfy the longing for happiness of many generations. Improvement of human life depends on permanent competition of all people. Who can be better sooner? The prizes God's hands awards to the contestants in the form of economic success can never be equal. There are many contestants, but unfortunately, only one of them can win. That becomes the source of human dissatisfaction and envy. Even envy may serve the progress, though. Man would have never invented the airplane had he not envied the birds for their wings.